MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Investigators have identified human remains found earlier this month in Rodoso Downs. The body was discovered on July 8th in a remote wooded area near Pine Springs Road. Authorities have identified the remains as 74-year-old Henry Padilla. The investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. An armed confrontation between two vehicles in Alamogordo Friday afternoon led to two arrests and two court citations, according to police. Officers say the incident happened around 2 p.m. at the intersection of Florida Avenue and Indian Wells Road, where two vehicles were stopped in traffic and several people got out, engaged in a verbal argument. Police say one suspect displayed a handgun and fired it into the air, while another waved a machete. Investigators say the two vehicles' occupants have a history of violence towards one another, and the investigation also turned up evidence of an earlier drive-by shooting that happened that same day near Aspen Drive. 22-year-old Prak Fove and 22-year-old Ronald Wilson were each arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit a violent felony and four counts of aggravated assault. The investigation is ongoing. The Rodoso Downs Racetrack and Casino will temporarily close after the State Department of Transportation recommended fixing a culvert at the track's entrance. The closure still needs approval from the New Mexico Gaming Control Board, which will hold an emergency meeting on July 22nd in Albuquerque. The track was heavily damaged in last year's flood, which forced races to move to the Downs Racetrack and Casino in Albuquerque, where they'll continue Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, as well as Labor Day. The New Mexico Quarter Horse and Thoroughbred Sale will still take place at Rodoso Downs Horse Sales Pavilion, along with the All-American Select Sale, September 4th and 5th. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.